Can a lake have a Bill of Rights? Residents of Toledo, Ohio, are trying to find out. For 3 days in the summer of 2014, residents of Northwest Ohio were told that their tap water was unsafe to use because of toxic algae blooming in Lake Erie. In surrounding cities, the tap water could cause rashes, vomiting, or even liver damage. But toxic algae isn't the only thing affecting this lake. Runoff from stormwater and local farms has been polluting Lake Erie, often making it unsafe for swimming. And now a group of advocates in Toledo, Ohio, are pushing for a ballot measure that would grant personhood and legal rights to the lake. If passed, people and organizations would be able to sue polluters on behalf of the lake. That measure is on the ballot tomorrow. Marky Miller joins us today. She's an organizer with Toledoans for Safe Water and has been helping with organizing efforts in favor of this measure. Marky, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you live pretty close to Lake Erie. What worries you about the lake?
I think pretty much for everyone here, you know, the drinking water and not having the drinking water for 3 days really showed us how vulnerable we are and that we weren't prepared for it. So my biggest concern is that something like that could happen again. What I see as a response is that we're constantly trying to treat the problem rather than go back and go to the source and try to make a healthier whole ecosystem.
And in terms of giving legal rights to the lake, what would that mean for you all? I mean, is that essentially giving the lake personhood status?
In a way it is. So we're looking at the lake's right as a living entity, its right to exist and flourish. And more importantly than looking at the lake's rights is how are we violating those rights? So are we treating it with respect? Are we giving it a burden of excess nutrients? Or are we really putting the time to prevent those kinds of harms? And if we look at some of our current laws, I don't think we're doing that.
Now, the lake, Lake Erie borders Ohio and Michigan and Canada. Is it only Toledo's responsibility to be a guardian of the lake?
Absolutely not. In fact, we hope that something like this will spread to other shoreline cities. I think that we're in the unique position of the Western Basin that's, you know, it's the most shallow portion of Lake Erie, and we have probably more challenges and better conditions for things like the algae blooms that we were seeing. But we would be limited as well as to what affects more of the Western Basin. Now, we have more of a unique dynamic with a body of water where it's flowing, so problems tend to mix around. So, you know, we might be in a unique position that we can go a little further, but we definitely want this to be picked up by other communities who want a stronger local voice in what's going on in their backyard.
Lots of people are saying that this will be challenged in the courts. What's your sense about that?
I think that you have to challenge the system to change the system. We're more than ready to take on that fight. I mean, if you look through history, times when rightless entities were seeking rights, that's what happened. You know, it wasn't one ballot initiative that got women the right to vote. And I think rights of nature is our next big movement in the U.S.
There are a couple of bodies of water that have been, and even forests that have been given similar rights. Where do you see this going nationally and internationally?
You know, I've been contacted by people in Florida, in Utah, who are interested in what we're doing, who want to use it as a model. And I really think this could be a catalyst for a sweeping movement, you know, just across the U.S. to start prioritizing the life-supporting ecosystems that we have. And I would be honored if Toledo could be a part of that. You know, we were in the news and in the public eye for our loss of water. So this is a great redemption for us.
Marky Miller is an organizer with Toledoans for Safe Water, a group pushing a Bill of Rights for Lake Erie. Thanks for being with us, Marky.
Thank you.
Bill Salosis, I'm calling from San Francisco, California. I think it makes sense for the lakes to have even higher protections than humans because it's a life multiplier. Many, many people and businesses are going to live from that lake, so shouldn't it be held to a higher standard?
My name is Ruth, and I'm calling from Palo Alto, California. I absolutely do not think that environmental objects should be given the same protections as people. While environmental objects are living creatures, They don't think or choose or act for themselves as humans do, and therefore should not be categorized in the same way as humans.
This is Kelly from Burlington. I think it would depend on what the specific rights were, but I do believe more needs to be done to protect our environment.
You there weighing in on whether the environment should have the same legal protections as people. We just heard from an Ohio activist pushing to grant Lake Erie a Bill of Rights. It's part of a measure on the ballot in Toledo tomorrow that would allow people to sue individuals and companies on behalf of the lake. For more on how that measure might play out legally if it passes, we go to Peggy Kirk Hall, professor of agriculture and resource law at Ohio State University. Hi, Peggy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this concept of personhood. We live in a country where corporations have personhood rights because of cases like Citizen United. What about natural resources?
Well, you're right. We do have a long line of legal history that does confer rights upon corporations, but that history isn't the same for nature or inanimate objects like nature. I think that there's an attempt, of course, as we heard from Toledo, to move the ball in that direction and grant those rights of legal personhood upon nature. But at this point, it runs into many constitutional issues.
So the Bill of Rights measure is essentially a move by the city to grant rights to Lake Erie. How much of what the bill would actually allow is possible now? I mean, can't they already sue corporations for polluting drinking water?
Yes, and that's one of the arguments by those who oppose these natural rights or community rights efforts, that there are already existing laws that would address the concerns. And particularly with nature, there are many environmental laws that come to us from the federal level that are intended to protect those resources, as well as mechanisms within those laws that would allow people to intervene on behalf of that environmental protection goal.
There have been similar measures to give rights to natural resources, and they've been effective at banning things like fracking in a town in Pennsylvania, and a town in Maine actually forced a water company to leave its well. What determines how effective these laws are for natural resources?
Well, you know, those two laws are unique in that they have been effective in the end goal, which is hindering the development, or the, as in the Pennsylvania situation, the fracking, the injection well. They have hindered that effort to go ahead and develop or use those resources, but they've not been upheld constitutionally. And I don't think that we have an example of one that can survive that constitutional scrutiny. So I'd say with those, the effectiveness has been more so in slowing down the process and not completely preventing that resource from being developed in the way that that community doesn't want to see occur.
So what could be the outcome if the measure passes tomorrow, Tuesday?
Well, you know, it's possible that it may sit there, but the other alternative is that someone will pick it up and use it to advance a case. Now, a case would be brought in our Court of Common Pleas in Lucas County, and that case would, of course, assert that someone is harming Lake Erie or the rights of the citizens of Toledo. I think that it's very likely that there would be an immediate constitutional challenge to the language itself. And I also think it's quite likely that a court would determine that it does violate Ohio's constitution.
Peggy Kirk Hall is a professor of agricultural and resource law at Ohio State University. We discussed the legality of a ballot measure to protect Lake Erie by giving it personhood rights.